Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
All right, we got our guy, Mike Clemens, our 98Q sports reporter with us. We look forward to this every week. We're going to get into the Herb Cole stuff here in just a little bit, Mike. But we got to talk about this Jair Alexander thing, because this reminds me a lot of a kid who needs to be disciplined by his parents. he kind of went out on his own. Tell us a little bit of the backstory and give us a reason why Jair was suspended for this week's game.
Yeah, well, this is your kid that's making $21 million a year.
Yeah, hard to suspend that, yeah.
Jair Alexander, I don't know why I wanted to say this. He reminds me of Prince. You know, he's a shorter guy.
Yeah.
But he's just all about entertainer. I remember 4 or 5 years ago, Jair, it was like a Friday afternoon, and he was you know, strolling out for the weekend. They would have Saturday off and then play a game on Sunday. And he started doing this dance that, you know, Sammy Kaye, I was watching White Christmas the other day, he would have been proud of it just as a dancer. He's so talented.
Yeah.
And so coordinated in so many different ways. So, you know, he's sort of the class clown of the locker room. That's his role, which is fine. Except, you know, there was a story during training camp where they started asking LaFleur, like, every other week, hey, did you name team captains yet? Because there's just sort of a schedule. You know, we're thinking about something. We're not sure. And there was a thing a year or so ago where the players took a vote, and Jair was not voted one of the defensive team captains.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody else was. And he let it be known. He was a little disappointed in that. Kind of took offense to that. And this year during training camp, I think that Matt LaFleur looked around that team and said, these guys are so young, I don't know who the leaders are yet.
Right.
So he changed it, and he went to a thing where he would name team captains every week. And it wasn't necessarily in the game, what they did in the previous week game, but he said on merit, on other things they did, how they treated each other in the classroom or something else, whatever. And so they're out there at Charlotte to play in the Panthers, and he sends out a representative for offense, defense, and special teams. And Jair goes running onto the field because he's got, you know, like 75 family members and friends, because he's from Charlotte.
Yeah.
To jump into the coin toss, and he calls the coin toss. He calls tails. They win it. And instead of saying, we defer, because that's usually what LaFleur likes to do, like, hey, we want to put our defense in the field, and then we'll kick off. He said, we want our defense on the field. Yeah, well, that could screw you up.
It's not the way
that
you say it. Yeah.
Meaning you're going to kick twice,
uh-huh.
You know, and you're going to lose that. You have to say, when you say we defer, that means we defer, you know, receiving until the second half. You either say we defer or we receive. Or you can pick the wind. They used to pick the wind
right.
Back in the day when half these places were indoors.
Right.
That wasn't the reason that the Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur, when they gave him Christmas, they gave him the day after Christmas off, and when he came into work on Wednesday morning and said, hey, come into the office, we need to talk to you. We're going to suspend you. And for other things that LaFleur did not get into, but I can tell you things that I can guess that have been happening over the weeks. And that Sunday's thing was the last straw. That was just the last straw.
Yeah.
And you know, at the end of the day, I've been thinking about it, and I thought, you know, who is the vocal leader on this defense? And even if you're just watching our interviews on TV or my reports on the radio, you don't really, because Kenny Clark's a nice guy, but, you know, he does his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Rashawn Gary, he's not that guy.
Yeah,
you know, where's the Tremont Williams or the, you know, the Charles Woodson
type? The parental figure, right?
Yeah, that straightens people out.
Yeah.
And you know what? The vocal leader you had on the 2023 Packers on defense, you traded him.
Mm-hmm.
Rasul Douglas.
Yeah.
To the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling these guys sat them down and said, we need you to be the leader out there, dude.
Yeah.
You can't be doing this. When you haven't played in 4 weeks and you agree to talk to the media, every couple of weeks, he's actually supposed to talk once a week, but that, we understand. You don't put on sunglasses and two championship belts that you pulled from, you know, your neighbor's lockers and put on another clown show. This is serious business here. And everybody in this locker room is watching this.
Yeah, exactly.
And to, you know, straighten out. So that's what they hope they get if, in fact, he comes back next week.
Yeah, well, Packers-Vikings Sunday night. The winner still has a chance at the playoffs. The loser is pretty much not totally out, but probably out. This has all the makings of a game where you just should not put any cash money on this game, because I don't think anybody has any idea what's going to happen in this game. Nothing would surprise us, right?
No, they could that defense, led by veteran Harrison Smith, could be disruptive to Jordan Love, and Jordan Love has still been winning games. You take away Christian Watson. Now you might not have Dontavian Wicks out there. Jaden Reed, number 11, who's so talented. I saw him catching some passes yesterday, but I think they still listed him as. You've taken away a lot of weapons. The good news is you got Aaron Jones, and he looks healthy, and even AJ Dillon's out there playing with a broken thumb, and so if you're on that turf, maybe they could be fast and they could possess the ball and roll up some scores early. And maybe somebody on this defense, can intercept this Jaren Hall, fifth-round pick. And you just hope that this Joe Barry defense doesn't make some unknown quarterback a star like he's done so far in the last month.
Yeah, you throw in the factor of a rookie quarterback. I know he played a couple quarters, but
70 passes. That's all they have tape on this guy is 70 passes from the preseason and some fill-in work so far since. That's another interesting thing, Joel, is this. To me, is the number one story of the NFC North this season. And it's not even, to me, that Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets. It's Kirk Cousins put us up 24 points at Lambeau Field and then goes down with the torn right Achilles.
Uh-huh.
I think it's the Vikings that are in first place next to the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, he was having a good year. And, speaking of that, quarterbacks, Jordan Love, you look at his stats this year, 27 TDs, 11 interceptions, and his yardage. He's had a good year. He's had a pretty good year.
He has. If he finished with 30 touchdowns, 9 or 10 interceptions and 4,000 yards, there's a lot of teams that would like that.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of teams would like that.
We'll have the game on for you Sunday night. Let's talk a little bit about Herb Cole. I'm sure you've got some memories of him. Owned the Bucs, of course. He passed away this past week. What are some of the things that come to mind of your coverage and memories of Herb Cole?
That this summer, I was talking to Dennis Krause, who hosts sports on Spectrum Rum, longtime sports journalist, and I said, you've sat down with Selig and Robin Yount and Favre, and did you ever get a chance to Herb Cole? He goes, no, and he really? He called Bucks games for 25 years on the radio, because he Herb Cole would do press conferences to get elected senator. He just didn't do one-on-ones. He did one with the paper years ago when he sold the Bucks team a one-on-one, but it was just about that part of the Bucks. And here's a guy who he grew up in the Sherwin Park area on Milwaukee's northwest side, and his friend was Bud Selig. Mm-hmm. Those guys were friends in school. What great stories it would be to hear those two guys sit down and talk about those years.
Yeah.
And goes to Harvard and Nicole's grocery store. There's an anchor woman that I worked for when I started out as a producer in Milwaukee, Jane Jeffrey. And Jane would tell me then her high school job was working at a Kohl's grocery store, big chain, those around the Milwaukee area. And I think it grew to like 40 stores. And she said you'd be, working in the produce section. And there'd come Mr. Cole, walk it up, and he'd know your name. Hi, Jane, how are you? How are things here in produce? Oh. Is there anything we could do to make your job easier or better? Well, actually, I could use a bigger cart. It would save me less trips from the back room. And the next day, there'd be a cart there on the floor. That's the kind of guy that he was. And then all those years he worked as a senator, prepared, represented the state, brought his, business knowledge and everything. Very private that way. I remember being downtown one time at the famous Pfister Hotel, and I asked my waiter, I said, "Who's is that Senator Cole back there?" "Oh, yeah. He comes here every Sunday morning at about 7 a.m. by himself to have his breakfast."
Yeah.
That's just the way he was.
He was kind of the antithesis of Mark Cuban. I mean, I'm sure he loved basketball, but he wouldn't talk about it. He didn't want to. He let the people do their jobs, right?
No, but hey, something? here, people, everybody you would talk to loved working for him. But one time I had a lunch. Always get these guys on when they're on their way out, okay? Always get the former employees. I had a chance to have a lunch with Larry Harris, who had just served as the Bucks general manager for about 5 years. Bright young guy. His dad, Del Harris, was a Bucks head coach for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
And Larry said, you know, what's he like? He goes, you know, I this guy got me my job. Not only my dad, he got me a job in the video department of the team when I was in high school. And he worked his way up through the scouting department. And then he gives him a chance to be a general manager. And he says, I worked my tail off for him. He said, but one time, he said, you know, like you could have a great deal on the line. And he told us about two or three players he could have gotten. He had deals all set up with. And he said, I learned that there was kind of a 36-hour rule with the center, because you'd call him like on a Tuesday night and say, hey, listen, I if we give away Drew Holiday and a bunch of other trades, we could get, you know, this Damian Lillard from Portland, and this guy's a super shooter, and he'd be great with Giannis. It was those kinds of deals that he talked about. And he said, the center said, really? Okay, yeah, let's do it. Start working on that, sure. And he said, and then the next day he'd go down to the other wing of the building and talk to Steinmiller and those guys and say, yeah, Larry's working on this. What do you think? I don't know, Senator. That's very risky. I mean, how much is that going to cost? And what if this happens? And you're leveraging all that? Oh, yeah, yeah. And then he'd call him back and say, you know, Larry, I thought about what you said, and you know, you're not so sure I feel good about this. You know, it would set you back. And so, but, listen, he got in owners that he approved. He put in, what was it, $100 million of his own money to help build that new stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Stand-up guy that way.
Yeah, it took a financial hit to keep the Bucks there, basically, I think, is how you can say it, right? I mean, he could have gotten a lot more going somewhere else. So Bucks in Cleveland, it's pretty cool that he stayed on this earth long enough, Mike, to see the Bucks win a championship. How cool was that?
Oh, yeah, and to participate in the parade and for everybody. Hey, he was there when they picked Giannis.
Yeah, yep. Bucks in Cleveland tonight. We'll talk more Bucks a little later. They just continue to roll, do their things. You know, we're in that point of the NBA season. We're like, okay, we'll just let it roll here, and then we'll talk about it a little later, okay? All right, so Packers, Lambeau Field, Sunday night. And then next week, the Vault, I should say. I call it the Vault, U.S. Bank Stadium. Next week, we don't know what time that game is yet, right?
We don't. It's something new that Goodell does. And you know, I was just talking to somebody that was frustrated about that because they're kind of a vendor. Like, why are they doing this? I said, it's ratings.
Oh, yeah.
It's ratings. This is what... That whole schedule was put together for ratings.
Yeah, they don't want a dud game in prime time. Yeah, they don't.
And you know, and they only kind of pitched it like, well, you know, if we were still just playing 16 games a year, we'd still be rearranging the playoffs. So just think of it like a playoff.
Yeah, so if the Packers win, they're going to get probably a prime time game. If they lose, they're going to be playing the Bears at noon on Sunday probably. So it's going to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, very good. So you're coming to Minneapolis for the big game?
I leave this afternoon.
All right, the Vault. I'm trying to get everybody to call it the Vault. Nobody will catch on to that with me. So
it's so loud in there.
It is.
I talked to LaFleur about this yesterday. He said, "Yeah, no, we have to talk about silent count and all those kinds of things because that first quarter is nasty." And I mean, you know, I think of Tucker Kraft, you know, the tight end of South Dakota from a town of like 500 people. He's never been at something this loud before.
Yeah, when I was first in that stadium the first year, I was at a preseason game, and I looked at it, all the glass and the high ceiling, and I thought, this isn't going to be as loud as a Metrodome. But I think it is. Yeah.
Oh, it is. It's, yeah, you know, and they've got more restrictions now, but I was in that Humpty Dumpty Dome or whatever, the Hubert Humphrey Dome, but they would have these big speakers right behind the visitor's bench. And so you could hear the announcer pregame and all that. But during the game, they would take the sound from the crowd, the live people there, and cycle it through those two big speakers right behind the visitors.
Yeah,
bench.
They got in
and
trouble.
They got away with that for years, yeah, and I don't know why the league ever stepped in.
They finally caught them, yeah. I think they took the jet noise from the local airport, and they brought it in there, too, because it was so
something
loud.
Man.
My gosh. All right, Mike, good to talk to you. We'll chat with you next Friday again. Enjoy your time in downtown Minneapolis, okay?
Happy New Year, Joe.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too, Mike Clemens. He's our 98Q sports reporter. He'll be at the Vault, U.S. Bank Stadium, Sunday night, covering the Packers Vikings. We'll talk with him again next Friday and every Friday as we do here.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. A battle of ballots for former President Trump. Maine Secretary of State deciding to remove Trump's name from the 2024 presidential ballot following Colorado, while California is keeping him on.
There have been efforts in more than 30 states to take Trump off the ballot, but so far only Maine and Colorado have decided to do so.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. Trump is vowing to appeal the decision in Maine, which could eventually become a Supreme Court issue. The West Coast getting battered by a massive storm. 30-foot waves hitting California's shoreline, including a rogue wave in Ventura County that sent 8 people to the hospital. Meantime, the storm could have an impact on holiday travel at California airports and then ripple across the country, as some 2.6 million travelers are expected to go through TSA checkpoints today. Some relief for home buyers. 30-year fixed-rate mortgages now under 7%, down for the 9th straight week. This is ABC News. Google has reportedly agreed to settle a $5 billion lawsuit over consumer privacy. Companies accused of secretly tracking millions of people who thought they were browsing the internet privately using Google Chrome. At Kennedy Space Center,
engine full power and liftoff.
SpaceX launching an unmanned military plane into orbit last night for a secret mission expected to last several years. The U.S. Space Force wouldn't say exactly what's on board other than a NASA experiment to measure the effect of radiation on plant seeds and other materials. It's a race against time in Pasadena, California. Thousands of volunteers, along with professionals, finishing up floats for the Rose Parade on New Year's Day, for spectators to admire.
I'm going to be at the parade, and I'm excited to see how it works.
I get very excited as I look at it. I'm like, oh my God, I work on that one.
It's like a giant family reunion for me.
The 135th Tournament of Roses, celebrating the world of music. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents meets again today to discuss what the agenda calls ongoing personnel and legal matters. The board fired former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao this week after appearing in pornographic videos that surfaced online. The board may revoke Gao's tenured professorship. Smart toys are popular holiday gifts, but they may be recording conversations or collecting personal information or tracking where you are.
They have microphones or cameras, or they connect to an app, or they're Wi-Fi enabled or Bluetooth. They have geolocators, which is a whole thing. So parents really need to ask a lot of questions when it comes to these smart toys.
Teresa Murray is with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Packers head to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the border battle. The Packers and the Vikings on Sunday Night Football, New Year's Eve, inside the big glass box with huge speakers. In downtown Minneapolis, known as U.S. Bank Stadium, both teams at 7-8, still alive for a playoff spot. Matt LaFleur.
I think this is one of the best venues to go play a football game in. Their fans are very supportive of the home team, and they do a great job of making it chaotic for the opposing team, especially for opposing offenses.
College football, the Badgers are in Tampa getting ready for Monday's ReliaQuest Bowl. Kickoff 11 a.m. on New Year's Day. Luke Fickle says to beat number 13th ranked LSU, he's counting on Wisconsin's offensive line.
You know, I really like where we are with those five guys, the Jack Nelsons and you know, Riley Malmans and Joe Hubers have played a lot of football. In particular, those guys have got to be tough, nasty dudes.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his, too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Deck your halls with comfort and joy at Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Explore our showroom packed with holiday-ready furniture. Mattresses for dreamy slumbers. Over 50 cozy recliners, sofas, sectionals, and more for merry gatherings. Rustic Amish and Up North style pieces. Full bedroom and dining sets. Stocked and ready for your holiday home. Visit SwarmanHomeFurnishings.com or our jolly Facebook page for exclusive Christmas deals. Find us in downtown Park Falls and on Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. Elevate your Christmas with Shawangan Home Furnishings, where style meets the season.
The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy Holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit Facebook.com/Lofi's Bread.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog to start, as well as some cloud cover, gradually clearing skies into the afternoon, highs working up to 40. Lover winds out of the north at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, winds turn calm, a low of 20. For Saturday, a chance for a light rain-snow mixture into the afternoon with lower 30s for highs. For Sunday, still a chance for some morning snow showers, breezy as well, back to 28. But a good deal of sunshine making a return New Year's Day, a high of 30, and for Tuesday up to 33. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, 28.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive.
favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
Took that one pretty hard. I had another woman in another town, and I spent a whole lot of nights missing her. Till it all went black, she stopped texting back, and I finally got the pictures. Here's to the almost so close, feels sober out of the blues. Here's to the hey, I think we need to talk, and it ain't me, it's you. And here's to the tears and beers and wasted years on the weeds and the lame daisies. Thought was gonna make me drop to one knee, and I tried like hell, but I couldn't help. My mama loved her more than me. Into all those July crushes turned into September leavings. Goodbyes that didn't feel good back then, it happened for a real good reason. Here's to the almost so cold, feels sober out of the blues. Here's to the hey, I think we need to talk, and it ain't me, it's you.
Flies in a jar. This is a sky. Debbie Barrett, the glory days at 98Q Country. I don't think anybody's ever done a song with that title before, have they? Oh, wait a minute. There was that boss guy. 9:35. We got 25 before 10. We're going to give you some shopping show savings. I know we have at least one brand new item on our shopping show you'll be very excited to hear about. So we'll get Gray and Big G in here and see who else strolls in. Give you some shopping show savings coming up next.
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop into the Park Falls Salmon Restaurant, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. With a menu filled with too many delicious choices to mention, including Mexican dishes like chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. Or stop in, sit at table 19, and try my favorite, the Triple BLT. Now serving raspberry and peach iced teas, plus iced coffees in caramel, mocha, and vanilla flavors. The Park Falls Salmon Restaurant has something on the menu to satisfy any appetite. Open 7 a.m. every day of the week, honoring veterans with a 10% discount.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
All right. The shopping show returns to 98Q Country, much like a quality NFL game. We are audibling at the line of scrimmage. We came up, the quarterback came up to the line of scrimmage, looked at the defense, analyzed the situation, and ladies and gentlemen, Omaha! Omaha! Austin is in for Gray. So Austin's now, is this considered the backup quarterback coming in or just the...
This is probably like the third stringer, I think, Joe.
Careful, now. You got to do the show with him. We're audibling at the line of scrimmage. And Austin, get your helmet on. You're in. Austin and Big G going to bring you some shopping show savings. How's that intro? Is that good for you, Austin?
I think that's probably good.
Probably not good, but whatever. All right, we have a brand new item that Darla will bring in here in just a little bit, but gentlemen, take it away.
All right, well, thank you, Joel. Of course, big weekend. Happy New Year to everybody out there, and hope you're enjoying our nice mild winter so far.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Hear you a little better.
Okay, so...
We have audibled again at the line of scrimmage. Nebraska! There's not a new item on the shopping show. We'll have it next week.
Next week.
It'll involve...
In anticipation for that.
It'll involve your car. It'll involve water and maybe a little bit of soap. I'll just give you that little tip, and next week we'll talk about it, okay?
All right. Ponder it till next week.
Ponder, that's right. Christian Ponder, a great quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. Blue 72! Hut! Take it away, guys.
All right. We're going to start out with two of our newest businesses on the shopping show, Panasia Oriental Market. Big news. The gift card event has been extended. Spend $50 at Panasia Oriental Market, located over there in the Southside Shopping Center, right next to True Value Hardware. And they'll give you a $10 gift card. That's been extended now through January 15th. So go over there and check out all the great varieties of fish over there. They got luncheon meats, fruits, snacks, and more over there. It's a culinary journey through that store. And Austin, I don't know if you got over there yet. I know you got a gift certificate for over there. So
I have made it there, but not with the certificate. I haven't been there in a little while, but I know they always have some neat things over there that you never really would expect.
Yep, Napa's always adding new, unique items based on customer suggestions. So they're there to serve you. Getting over in the Southside Shopping Center right here in Park Falls, right next over there to True Value Hardware. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So you can shop late over there. They also welcome EB and Food Share customers. And again, big news, they're extending that gift card, sale. Spend $50 in there and get a $10 gift card toward your next visit. We're going to go through January 15th. So big exciting news there. So getting over to Panties Oriental Market. And we've got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $6. One per caller, please. Next, we're going to go over to Hayward over there, Hayward, Wisconsin there. Check out our WBZH station over there, 9.10, The Buzz over in Hayward, part of our civic media family now. And we've got the Lakewood Cafe. They're located right on Railroad Street there in Hayward, Wisconsin. Got a great menu, variety of sandwiches, dinner entrees, breakfast, and great clean atmosphere and great service over there. And try the chicken tender sandwich over there. Excellent. My recommendation. So, Lakewood Cafe. We got $20 certificates on the show today, and we'll sell those out for $12. And that's been the Lakewood Cafe, located on Railroad Street in Hayward, Wisconsin.
The Buzz. That's such a neat radio name. I also like the logo, too.
Yeah. Local hometown radio refreshed over there. Local talk. Great community station over there. So we're excited about to have that as part of our civic media family, along with 98Q Country and then the all-new Trail Mix 103.1. All right, Austin, you can go ahead.
All righty, we've got the Five Senses over in Phillips, where you can find quality gourmet cookware, foods, and cutlery, along with a unique wine selection, children's books and toys, artwork, and homemade jewelry. Located in the restored 1920s fire station under the Phillips Water Tower. We've got a certificate good towards anything in the store with a value of $10, and we will sell it to you for $6 today.
All right, you might as well keep going. You're on a roll.
All righty, Ashland Honda Toyota in, obviously, Ashland, where you can schedule your service online or by phone. They accommodate your busy schedule with competitive pricing, night drop-off service, a shuttle service, and a loaner program. And while your service work is being addressed, they have access to over 2,000 new or used trucks, cars, and SUVs. That's quite a lot of vehicles. We have a general certificate good towards any service with a value of $40. We will sell it to you for $24.
All right. Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill, located over there on County Road W in Phillips there. They got entertainment all summer long and their outdoor music venue and outdoor bar out there. Try one of their homemade pizzas, the house recipe. I had one the other day. It was excellent. I had the thin crust. I'm anxious to try the thick crust over there. They got a steak night on Thursday, and they've got a Parmesan-crusted beer batter, crusted cod fish fry on Friday, and a late-night happy hour on Friday also, starting at 8 o'clock. And we got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $6 in the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill, where it's never a question whether or not there's entertainment. But who's playing this weekend? All right.
Making me excited to go there.
You betcha. The Big Dipper. You know all about the Big Dipper, Austin. Tell us about the Big Dipper.
I do. The Big Dipper. They feature live entertainment every Sunday. On Wednesdays, they feature rotating home-cooked specials and a Friday fish fry with deep-fried cod or walleye, which includes coleslaw, bread, and your choice of home-cooked hand-cut fries, homemade potato chips, or potato salad. You can check out their log cabin and enjoy a historic dining experience. It's a great place to be, and I highly recommend. And you are never going to leave there hungry, ever. We have here a certificate with a value of $20, and we'll sell it to you for $12.
And I can concur on that. You're not going to leave the bar or table hungry from the Big Dipper. Burgers Bar and Grill, another great place to dine there. They're right on Highway 13 in Phillips, next to A&W there. They got over 30 different burger choices. They got wings. They've got a yippee-ki-yay steak night on Thursday night. Friday, try that spotted cow fish fry. And Saturday's barbecue night with some barbecued ribs. Ooh. And excellent. So stop on down to Burgers Bar and Grill. They've got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $6 today. One per caller, please. Carquest Auto Parts right here in Park Falls. All your car care needs. They got oils, filters, polish, all kinds of car accessories and everything over there. Just stop and see Pete there. Pete usually has the coffee on, well, at least in the morning anyway. And we got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $12. One per caller, please. And I'll do one more, Austin.
All righty.
Shawangan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls, and also Main Street in Ashland. Man, you go in the showroom there, you can't hardly walk through the showroom. They got so many nice recliners, sectionals. They got up north style furniture. They got two-sided mattresses there. Three floors of furniture, dining sets. and you can furnish your home, cabin, anything you want. They've got, we got the Mayberry Area Rug on the show today. You can stop down and see it right downtown Park Falls. It's a gray silver and charcoal color. It's a 7-foot by 5-foot rug. Look nice in your home or cabin. It's a $200 value. It's $199 value. We'll sell it for $100 today, so pick that up before the new year. That's why I'm going home furnishings right here in downtown Park Falls. All right, another fairly new business, the Cowgirl Daisy Boutique. They're located right in the Fights Ice Cream, right next to the Fights Ice Cream there. And they've got Western wear and other clothing, as well as coffee mugs made custom to order. Other types of gifts. Kendra can also print shirts, screen graphics, and if you got something you want customized, go down there and see Kendra. She can put on a mug for you or a t-shirt or whatever you'd like. And we've got $25 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $15. One per customer, please. And let's see if we get my page turned here. Mainstay Double D's Pub and Pizza. They're located in Butternut. Now, I know, Austin, you've been practicing this all year, and you probably refine this a little more as you do it more. So we'll do a 3-2-1 countdown, and we'll do the famous Double D's slogan here.
Sounds grand.
All right, you ready?
I believe so.
All right. 3-2-1 Double D's. Hey, it's coming.
It is. It's coming. Better. And I actually held the note that time.
All right. I don't know what note that is on the panel. It's probably off the panel. We don't know. Anyway, we got Taco Tuesdays, pizza specials on Wednesday. They got a dozen different specialty pizzas there you can order. Wednesday is spaghetti night. Friday, try to oven bake cod. And we got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $12. One per caller, please. Some Double D's Pub and Pizza in Butternut. El Bovanzo Mexican Restaurant. They're located right on Lake Avenue, right on Main Street there in Phillips. They got authentic Mexican food as well as a variety of American dishes. All specials include the stuffed avocado, the chili poblano, or try one of the volcano bowls. Let's not forget about Taco Tuesdays with $1.49 margaritas. Top it all off with some deep fried ice cream. Carry in or dine out. Yeah, we got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $6. One per caller, please. And excellent service and fast service over there. So bravo to the El Bovanzo Mexican Restaurant located in Phillips.
I've got
to
stop by there. I'm really curious about that deep
fried
ice cream.
Great food, you betcha. The Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio, they're located right downtown Butternut there. Owner Kelly Meredith has beautiful murals done by her, as well as local area artists, several artwork and local displays in there. Purchase a variety of handcrafted jewelry, stained glass, pottery, and paintings. We got $25 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $12 in the Fanatical Fish Gallery. Give Kelly a call for hours in operation at 715-661-4814. She also holds art classes there and several times a year. So, all right, Austin, go ahead to the next one.
All right, we are moving over to Butternut with the Filling Station, where they offer signature sandwiches and paninis, along with station lattes, ice cream, and affogato, which is the butternut pecan ice cream with espresso poured over it. You can also try the garlic roast beef sandwich, which is Big G's favorite, and I can confirm it is a good one. And you can also find all Wisconsin-based gift items like popcorn, dips, dessert mixes, pretzels, and so much more. You can text your order in to Kim at 715-661-8539 and find a complete menu on their Facebook page. We have here a certificate good for food or merchandise with a value of $10. We will sell it to you for $6.
All right. Lots of great places to dine here on the shopping show, and this is no exception. Home Slice Pizza. They're located over at Serrano Road in Mercer. They've got, you can take out pizza or deliver pizzas. They also serve salads, subs, wings, many delicious sides. It's a $20 value. We'll sell that for $12 today. One per caller, please. Home Healthy RX, another fairly new business on the shopping show today. They're located on 274 2nd Avenue here in Park Falls. They do area basement waterproofing. They're specialists. They specialize in working with seals and drain tile, as well as ventilation, other basement solutions. We got general certificates here towards that. They're $500 value. This is towards a suite airflow service, includes both new vent fan installation and mold mitigation measures. And it's a $500 value, and we're going to knock $200 off that certificate today. So if you have some mold or issues with your home, give, I believe it's Barry, a call at 608-222-9050 at Home Healthy RX, and he can help you out. And we're going to sell that certificate for $300 today. One per caller, please, from Home Healthy RX. All right, we're going to take a short drive over to Minocqua there on U.S. Highway 51. We're going to head to the Island City Lanes and Lounge. They've got 12 real nice oiled bowling lanes over there. They got computerized scoring. They got a pro shop in the lounge. Try Taco Tuesdays, $3 with all the fixings. Thursday, they got the peel and eat shrimp, and the Friday fish fry. Homemade pizzas they serve daily, lunch and dinner. Also, after birthday party packages and bowling tournaments, give them a call at 715-356-779. Book your dates now. $20 certificates on the show. Good for food, drink, bowling on the pro shop. We'll sell those out for $12 today. One per caller, please.
And remember, if you want any of these certificates, you can call us at 715-762-3221, where we have Joel eagerly waiting to pick up the phone. And you can find this always online at 98qcountry.com.
Yep, and you can download the new Civic Media app, just taking all our programming.
Absolutely.
So Impact Cleaning, they're located on right on First Avenue here in Park Falls. They're professionals performing carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, upholstery cleaning, disaster remediation, odor removal, power washing, sewage cleanup, complete trash outs, fire and smoke mediation. Try and say that backwards, Austin. Well, work on with any insurance companies, and we got certificates toward the following: the carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, air or duct cleaning, valued at $75. We'll sell those out for $45. One per caller, please. All right, Jack's Corner Bar, and they're located on Cedar Street, a mainstay right here in Park Falls. They're proud sponsors of our 98Q Country Saturday Polka Show on Saturday mornings, of course. And they've got a great chicken and they've got a great pork and dumplings on Saturday for lunch. Saturday night, try that prime rib with the salad bar. Friday, fish fry. Thursday's burger night. And Monday is Mexican night. Vanessa there, she'll make a special Mexican dish. Plus, they have the taco bar with all the fixings. We got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $12 and watch for some great entertainment in the new year. Coming up January 12th, listen to 98Q Country for details on that. Again, we got $20 certificates, and we'll sell those up for $12 today. One per customer, please, from Jack's Corner Bar in here in Park Falls.
I was actually just there last night. It's a great place to eat.
Okay. What'd you have over there?
I had myself Jack's Burger.
The Jack Burger, Jack's Burger, all right.
That's a good one. That's all a lot of food, though.
All right, did you eat the whole thing?
No, I made it halfway through, but that's only because I had a bar basket beforehand.
Oh, all right. All right. We'll let you slide by on that then. So, all right. Jen's Butternut Cafe, another great place to eat just north here in Butternut, Highway 13. Got homemade bread every day. Try to kiss my grits special on Thursday. Wednesday's that pork and dumplings. I highly recommend that. And we've got grilled or deep fried cod, fish fry, fish tacos, or try the bluegill basket on Friday. Also have a full menu with some different entrees to choose from. We've got a $10 certificate on the show today. We'll sell those for $5 today from Jen's Butternut Cafe right on Highway 13 in Butternut.
And again, you can call us at 715-762-3221 for these certificates.
All right. John's Three Mile Corner Bar. They're located right at the intersections of Highway 13 and 111 there in Phillips. Home on original smash burger, which is two quarter pound patties stuffed with onion and cheese. Great burger. I know, Austin, you and I have had those, and they're excellent.
Yeah, they are very good.
I tried the Philly smash taco, another highly recommendation from me. And they got great Philly steak sandwich as well as several different sandwiches to choose from. They got a great Friday fish fry. And everything, John never skimps on the cheese. Everything's got three pieces of cheese or better in it. So, and that fish fry, coleslaw, rye bread, two or three piece, all for under $12. Follow them on Facebook. General certificates valued at $20. We'll sell those out for $12 today. One per caller, please, from John Smema Corner Bar and Grill, located at the intersection of Highway 111 and Highway 13 in Phillips. All right. We're going to take a drive over to Cable, Wisconsin, to Lakewoods Resort over there. They enjoy lakeside dining. I'm on Lake Nemecagon. They got a Friday fish fry, Icelandic cod or walleye, and try their famous Sunday buffet. General certificates valued at $20. We'll sell those for $12 today, and these may not be used on special event buffets. From Lakewoods Resort in Cable, Wisconsin. All right, Meister's Bar and Grill. Man, we got a lot of food here. I'm getting hungry.
Yeah.
Making me hungry.
Regret skipping breakfast.
Meister, well, I got a couple of cashew bars in the back there that can hold you over.
Yeah, and I always carry protein bars in my truck.
All right, so you're okay then. All right, Meister's Bar and Grill. They're located right on Main Street, Highway 13 in Phillips. Try the original Meister Burger. And, Brad, it's been warm enough today. It's going to be 40 degrees. Probably sit out on the patio here today if you wanted to.
Yeah, enjoy the sun.
Yeah, see that sunshine. It's good to see that. You can also place your order online at meistersbarandgrill.com or try their great sandwich. They got great sandwiches like the mushroom cheese steak or the crispy chicken. Also got great appetizers and also wraps as well. And the grill is always on at Meister's Bar and Grill, so if you get a craving about 9 o'clock, 9:30 at night, and Jennifer's there, she'll whip you up something to eat. We got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those up for $12. One per caller, please. All right. Go ahead there, Austin.
We have Northern Lights in the Lanes here in Park Falls with great food specials every day from pizza, sandwiches, wings, fish fries, and more. They offer bowling and two golf simulators. We have here a bowling party special, which includes 1 hour of bowling for five kids, one 16-inch pizza, and two pitchers of soda. It has a value of $40, and we will sell it to you for $28. One per customer, please.
All right. I know they've got the golf simulators. They had a golf simulator league starting up here next week, actually on the 6th there. So if you want information on that, call the Lanes there and talk to Eric. Or I think it was Eric or Mike, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but they'll give you all the information on it. It's a great time to be able to swing your golf clubs when you generally can't this time of year.
Absolutely. I've heard a lot of people really happy about that.
Yeah, I've tried it once. It's kind of fun. Yeah, so. All right. Park Falls Family Restaurant. They're located right here in Park Falls. They're a mainstay. They got a menu with too many things to advertise, basically. Tuesday is Mexican night. They have Mexican menu available any day of the week is what I'm trying to say.
You got there eventually. It's just one of those days.
Yeah, they got chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, tacos, chicken, pork, taco meat, or even steak. You can breakfast, lunch, dinner, any time of the day there. And, boy, the food's excellent over there. And, like I say, it's hard to decide when you go there and want to order something. I can sit at table 19 and order one of my favorites, the triple BLT sandwich. And they're open 7 a.m., 7 days a week. And we've got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those off for $6. One per caller, please. Again, the number to call here is 715-762-3221. If you're driving by on Highway 13 and hear us, give us a honk out the window. I always appreciate that. And we're going to go to the Patchouli Garden. They're located right downtown on Division Street next to the Park Mall. I call this the best smelling store in Park Falls. For several reasons. They have over 300 different products, including CBD oils, essential oils, supplements are also available. They also have homemade candles with over 60 different fragrances, plus greeting cards, unique Park Falls souvenir items. And stop in store or shop online at the website at patchouligarden.org. Also have products featured at Amazon and Walmart as well. And we've got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $12 today. One per caller, please.
And yes, be sure to give us a call because Joel around here, he needs something to do. Man's just sitting around all day.
Yeah, I know. He's getting psyched up for his Viking game coming up here in the U.S. Bank Vault Stadium over there. I kind of think.